I've done a lot of travelling in my life, but there's one country I have not visited, and that's India. And I would really, really like to do so. So I'm really pleased to speak to Rosie. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Jackie.
Who lives and works in India.
Indeed, I do.
Now, tell me when you first moved there.
Okay, well, I first moved there to live in 2006, but like you, I had always had a desire to visit India, and I first visited India in 1985.
Okay.
But as I say, in 2006, I was fortunate enough with my work to go to Bangalore. My work was setting up a whole new venture with young Indian people, so it's been a fantastic 5 years to do this project.
So going to India to actually live there for a significant amount of time and to work there, what were your initial impressions then?
One of the very first impressions that I got is the sheer noise and the number of people,
right,
just everywhere. And I will confess, at first I just thought, I don't know how I can live with this.
Mm.
And it's certainly something that visitors find very overwhelming.
Oh, yes, yes.
But the other impression, sensory impression, is colour.
Mm.
Women in the saris, the amazing clothes, the amazing vibrancy of colour. Colour is very important in India, cultural, spiritual, religious aspects, but just also the joy of colour on the streets. So whereas the noise was very disturbing, the colour is almost balances that
makes
impression.
Up for it.
Yes, yes.
What do you find most difficult about living there?
Well, in the city where I live, Bangalore, it's in something like 15 years, it went from a population of 600,000 to, with something, anything between 9 or 11 million now, because you've got a lot of transit workers, and it's infrastructure that doesn't, that has not kept up with that number of people.
Right.
So traffic. Traffic is the worst and is the most difficult thing where I live, from pollution aspects, from the time it takes to get a relatively short distance. That, you know, with that growth, there should have been a similar growth in methods of transportation, public transportation. That is very difficult. It has a big effect on people's lives.